So what else do you guys have in the marketing plan right now for summer? What are you guys doing?
Well, I started talking about that free program. We've been running that for a lot of years, and pretty much what I do is I go to about 12 to 14 preschools and some private schools in the areas. I cannot get them into the public schools. They won't even put a flyer in them. Mm. Really strict. But and even though it's free, you know, it's like they won't do it. But anyway, we, in any given summer, will typically generate anywhere from 60 to 120 people who register, let me put it that way. They don't all show up, but we have, that's how many register. So let's say probably typically, I would say 85 to 90% will show up at least once. Now, some of these kids are just like, they're young and they're spaced out and they're scared and they're everything else. And so you're going to, right off the bat, after the first time, you lose another 10%. But you still have a halfway decent amount to work with. But I can see now that even though we would typically, if we got, say, 60 kids that were pretty legitimately there, came more than once, okay? We would sign up typically a third to 35% of those. I mean, we would, and that usually comes. We used to run this for the whole summer. Last year, I tried something different, and I broke into two things, like an early session and a late session. I used to only let them come once a week. Now we let them come twice a week, but it works better because there's less kids there, and we can, it's not so crazy. And we can handle it, and still, we have plenty of staff to handle it, so we'll handle it all, but we kind of still wait towards the end, and I send a letter out. Well, if you enroll before the thing ends, continuity is important. We'll give you next month free, and blah blah blah. But I can see that I haven't been handling these right, and we haven't mailed them anything. We haven't done anything with it. Like I said.
Sure. So what's the? Let's break it down to its fundamental parts again. So the media you're using is flyers in the daycares and stuff, right?
Yeah, I'll drop off a packet of flyers, and they almost all are willing to do it.
Okay. What's the offer?
The offer is a free summer trial program, and we talk about some of the benefits and some of the things that we do in it. I didn't bring one. I didn't think to bring one with me.
No, it's fine. Free summer trial.
Yeah.
Okay, so because again, on all this stuff, again, I feel so fortunate to have had this experience with Stephen where he kind of has like this X-ray vision where he just breaks stuff down to its fundamentals, right? Mm-hmm. And just makes it so simple, because I always tend to complicate things. So the message to the market is what?
The message to the market is...
Like, what's the message?
Wish I had the damn flyer in front of me.
But I mean, it's free karate summer program. Free.
Yeah, it's a free karate summer program, and we do talk about the life skills.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And they call. They can sign up online. They can call to register. I mean, I'll tell you what. I looked at the numbers. It's a little early yet, to get fun, but the numbers are very light this year.
Yeah.
They're very light this year, and some of our other paid schools that do the same thing. Have told me the same thing, so I don't know what the hell's going on with it, but it has been light. But we haven't been handling the leads right. We just kind of, let them be there. There's been, the only contact we have with the parents is when the parents bring the kids in, and we always get students from it, but there's a couple of problems with it that I see. One, the ratios aren't really great, from the numbers that you start with to the numbers you end up with, they aren't really great. And I just think that this is too long a process. Like, we need to get them going. Mm-hmm. I can see now where we haven't been communicating with the parents. So that's a big, we haven't been building up enough value and all. So,
mm-hmm. Let me stop you for a second there. Because there's a challenge in there that you identified, making it spread out too much. That you had said something about, I think you did too. Yeah, you did, but it's important to get a frame on, is the offer that brings somebody in. Like, here's how easy it is to transition that, right? Like, I know some people, they do the 30 day for $19.95 or whatever, and they come in and they kind of have like this internal struggle about, well, they came in thinking that they're going to pay $20 for a month, and now I'm trying to sell them something else, so it's a problem.
I don't have that problem.
Yeah. You don't. You know, I think I heard some issues with that on this side of the fence. But here's the conversation. Well, Mrs. Jones, I see that you brought in the thing here for the free thing. You know what our experience has been is that most people that come to the school and want to get started, they're really not interested in just doing it for a month. It's something that they want to do for a while. Is that the case with you? Well, what do you mean? Well, a lot of people that come in with the idea in mind that they want to try martial arts, it's not that they want to try just for a couple of weeks or a little while. It's that they want to try martial arts. They really want to, is that the case in your case? Well, yeah. Okay, well, good. So what I can do on this thing is give you $100 credit or whatever, that's the thing. And it's only worth $19.95, but I'll give you $150 off the thing, and here's what it is, like you described, very simple. But that's really the conversation. The conversation is, what is it exactly that you're interested in? Oh, I'm leaving at the end of the month and I only wanted to do it. Oh, okay, well, yeah, it's different, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in most cases, what I said is accurate, right? In most cases, what it is they wanted to do martial arts, they just wanted to kind of try it to see if it was something that they really wanted to do. Okay, well, let's figure out how to do that.
But what I find is, I don't even get a chance to talk to most of these people because
picture
that they're mixed in with my other students. They're coming during regular class times, okay? And so we try to make the classes, fun and everything for them too. But here they are. So this thing starts, and especially in my little ninjas, a lot of them are in the little ninja class,
mm-hmm.
And they'll come into that thing, and now I'll have like 10 or 15, a dozen new kids in that class, and then all these parents are there and stuff, and it's like, it's a little crazy, and you're just trying to keep it under control and keep it going and keep it, have a little kid, you got to move things along really
mm-hmm.
fast, make it fun and do the whole thing. So I don't really get a chance to talk to these parents one-on-one. If it's for a few seconds, hi, how you doing, welcome here, blah, blah, blah. It's not like this,
mm-hmm.
Nice one-on-one conversation period.
Yeah, you didn't build a relationship yet. And since it's free, too, you identified, that's going to be a ratio killer because they don't perceive value in it. So
mm-hmm.
if they don't show up, no big deal. If they do show up, no big deal. But in almost all those, almost all those types of promotions and stuff that we do, if it's a free month thing or a two-week thing or whatever it is, we always treat their first lesson like intro one. And we always treat, we always set up for second intro, which is the enrollment thing. We almost always, almost everything we do that way. So it might be an idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would do it.
But what I'm thinking of is, what I was thinking about this year was, after this weekend here, if I can, quickly get some stuff together and try to make sure when they enroll we get email addresses. So
absolutely.
So that we'll, and then I should really, real quickly write a couple of letters, so like in the first week they'll get a couple of mail packages, we'll hit them a couple of times by email, and what I'm thinking of is maybe after they come a time or two, try to set them up. I don't do intros for ninjas. I don't do any intro classes for ninjas. For the ninjas, we basically, if somebody called today and said they wanted to try a ninja program out, we bring them in, we tell them there's a free trial lesson, they come in, the parent sits there and watches. And if they like it, since we're usually advertising that $19.95 thing, and that was always a problem, because they'd come in, they'd pay the $19.95, oh, this is really cool. And then some of them would sign up and some wouldn't. A good percentage of them did, but you'd lose some along that first month because there was no commitment.
Right.
So when we went to Quantum Leap, those little Harry videos.
Yeah, clever, isn't it?
Have you guys seen those?
It's cool.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Cool.
So I bought a bunch of those Harry videos, and I said, okay, how can I do this? So what I did is, so now when they come to this, I tell them, okay, you got, right after class, the girl at the desk will tell, the instructor wants to speak with you for a few minutes, can you spare about 10 minutes at the end of the class? They have a little gift for Johnny, and we want to blah, blah, blah. So what happens is I bring him in my office and I just say, hi, how you doing? Did you have fun today? Yeah, I did, blah, blah. Well, we have a little gift for Johnny. It's this thing. It's on character development and stuff. And let him watch it. And what we find is exactly what the guy, I forget his name, the guy. The kids watch it like 100 times.
Yeah,
I mean, they watch it over and over again,
yeah.
So anyway, so I bring it in and then I say, by the way, I just want to take a second and explain the programs. I'll throw open my sheet up and I'll say, okay, well, a little ninja program, we charge $79. It's a once a week thing, So $79 for the month. So we'll say, it's $79 a month, blah, 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 blah. Option A is, you come in on a $19.95 thing, you get it a month. And option B basically is the same thing, except that if we do all the paperwork today, we use a billing company, we have some expenses, and we charge a $50. So you save the $50, and that's worked every time so
mm-hmm.
far.
Yeah.
So we're getting them to at least get them on paper on a contract immediately, even though they still get that first month of $19.95.
Yeah, it's not a problem. It's not, it really isn't. Yeah. People perceive it to be some like big. It's not. It's
no.
Not a big deal.
No. So that's working with them. So like I could probably do a similar thing with these summer people and try to get them signed up. I might have to give them, you know, they still give them their free month that they signed up for. But if I can get them on paper quicker, it might really help.
You give them a month at the end and a guarantee or whatever. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine. And by the way, guarantee. By the way, I wrote that down. Eric is doing. I'm gonna test it too. I like it.
Sabarge.
Yeah, he's
or
doing. Yeah, he's doing a 12-month money back guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So here's what it is. He's got his contract and he has a separate agreement that's the training agreement or something like that.
Right.
And it's basically like
they have to fulfill.
I commit
assistant.
To
yeah.
Yeah, exactly, training twice a week, coming to class with a positive attitude, completing all homework assignments in time, all that stuff, right? And if they do all that at the 12-month mark, at the end of their program, if they feel like they haven't accomplished all the things that we promised them, da, 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 if for any reason they're irritated, upset, not happy, we'll give you all your money back, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said it's been pretty powerful in the sales presentation process.
Yeah.
Because I mean, again, he's a pretty aggressive pricer too. You know, he's the same price points we are. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, so he said he likes it, and I like it too. I like the way he frames it. So I think we're going
to
test it.
There's going to be very few you'd have to give back. One, they'd have to complete all that. If they do all that, chances are they're going to be into it.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly his
argument. Yeah, because they have to put into it.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
right.
Secondly, most of them are going to be upgraded within the first few months
that's
anyway.
Exactly. It's exactly right. So now the one thing I had to tell him, though, is someone will squirt you.
Yes.
Someone will. I mean, that's just...
Well, I sell that stuff online. I know that. I know damn well some people get this stuff, they make a copy and send it back. It's a small percentage, but that's life.
It's part of the deal.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
built into the deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't think that it's not going to happen and then be pissed off when it does. You have to know that it's going to happen and know what an appropriate ratio of that is. And then if that ratio bumps, you got a problem. You got to go fix. But yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's a good thought.
Cool.
Okay, so all right, the summer deal, that's interesting. And what that brings up basically is, again, we went back to preschools and daycares again and churches and stuff. But another angle on that is really important for everybody to be thinking about right now is business-to-business promotions in the same type of a manner.
Yeah.
Are really big.
That's a great CD.
It's really big because of course right now they're freaked about the economy too.
Yeah.
Right. I mean they're you know.
No, I thought that's I listened to that CD three times.
What CD
it's
was this?
Big deal.
The one
I
that came with the
maximum
impact.
We just talked about business to business promotions and stuff, and you know we're doing a bunch of stuff with like you know dry cleaners and.
How long ago did that come out?
What was that? I think it was May's. Oh, it was April's because it was talked about you know what they were doing for Mother's Day. Yeah, it's April's maximum.
Okay.
I try to record all those damn
things. I usually listen to them like a dozen times, you know.
Yeah.
So we've got four businesses we're working with right now.
Yeah.
Doing
yeah.
that.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Is it working?
You got to watch
we're just in the We're just in the beginning stages of it. So.
Can you like real quick, like
yeah, what are you
doing? Just tell me
well,
how
basically, it works. Well, basically, do I have it in here? You see my ad card.
Oh, you're doing the ad cards, okay.
Yeah. Basically, what we do.
Tiny flyers, basically.
Yeah. There it is. Bookmark. Because we've got... We picked up a bunch of these ad cards. And what we're actually doing is for each of the businesses, we're actually putting a stamp on it. Like a special code.
Oh, like
a code, yeah.
Basically,
A1.
What'll happen is when they bring this in, I tell them, every customer you had, you know, you refer them with this. Tell them if they bring this card in, you know, we'll give them something special. But for everybody that brings the card in, we'll give you 50 bucks back.
Yeah, it's just bring the card in.
Just bring the card. If they enroll, we'll give you 50 bucks.
Oh, if they enroll.
If they enroll, we'll give you 50 bucks.
Okay.
So we've got four different businesses that are going up on that right now.
You don't need to see it.
I can figure out enough to bookmark.
Oh, I'll give you a paper clip.
What page?
Airplane ticket.
What page? I'll tell you what it is. The freaking book, man. I tell you what, that thing.
What book are you reading?
Psychology Wing.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. So,
can
all right.
Can you look at it before you take it?
What's that?
Can you take a look at it before you?
It's the bully one, right?
Yeah, it's the bully
yeah,
one.
They're
up
online. They're up on the
print on
demand thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
They're cheaper than hell, too. 5,000 of them for like $250.
Really?
Like really?
Print on demand.
You go to the member's website.
Yeah.
There's a big button on the right hand
side.
Yeah,
I've seen the button. I've never really looked at it, though. Okay.
There's tons of stuff up there.
You guys will have a pretty easy time doing it. I had a little bit more challenging time because they didn't ship to Canada yet. Or they didn't have
that
whole system set up.
You were the
yeah.
one that...
Because I did it
right
in December,
right
as in the
right.
airport.
Right when I put them up.
So a regular business card size holder, this looks like
yeah,
about the same
yeah,
size, right?
Yeah.
It fits in there and they just...
Yeah.
They just give them out.
Yeah.
Cool.
And they go.
And those are real simple. Those are real, you know, they're not bad. There's like don't know, 13, 15 designs up there or something like
just
that.
Just another tool, too.
Yeah, it's great. It's cheap.
Yeah.
Okay.
$250.
$5,000.
It's a box of them.
Yeah,
the box.
I got every type of Valentine card up there.
Mike?
I got every damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the box of Valentine cards with the little ninjas on them, you know, from like, you know, 2 years ago. I use those.
Gotta get rid of those, man. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so B2B affiliate programs, that's cool.
Yeah, we do something, we've done something similar. You know, Carolyn has organized a group of the girls, what we refer to as the Ladies Black Belt Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we've worked with other businesses, in particular restaurants. And back in November, we coordinated this thing for the walk for breast cancer.
Thanks.
And the Blue Ribbons, and they came up with a special sushi dish. They sectioned off a part of the restaurant, and people were invited to get in free, and all the donations.